Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, what do people try to do? What do you think is going to happen here? All right, so a Florida man tried to dump fentanyl down the drain during a drug bust, say deputies. Daytona Beach. A man was arrested after he attempted to dispose of fentanyl down his kitchen sink during the execution of a search warrant. When Volusia County deputies arrived at the home, they found 42-year-old Eddie Shine. Now, there's a drug dealer's name if ever I heard one. Eddie Shine. Trying to throw fentanyl down a sink. They've been investigating him for several months now, and they said he's involved for drug sales throughout the southeast Volusia County area. During the warrant execution, they found 38 grams of fentanyl, powdered fentanyl, in a kitchen cabinet, and along with fentanyl and a separate fentanyl and water mixture that was in the kitchen sink plumbing. He was charged with trafficking fentanyl, renting a structure for trafficking fentanyl, destruction of said fentanyl, because it's evidence, resisting arrest without violence, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond is over $2.5 million. Dang. I mean, what do you think you were going to do that they weren't going to find you getting trying to stuff that down the sink? Good grief. I have one of the grossest headlines that I'm not going to read here because it had to do with a guy on a public causeway being engaging in voyeuristic activities.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we're just going to go past that one.
Thank you.
Oh, and I... okay, let me do this one. There's a... Just let me let you know, there's a lot in old naked Florida man headlines. Just can say there's like an inordinate amount of them right now. So this 68-year-old Florida man got naked in Naples. That's a horrible, horrible Hallmark movie. Threw his clothes into the bay and then led police in a pursuit and then ran into a restaurant, sat down naked at an empty table, then ran out of the restaurant, ran down the street, and then he finally got caught. He was busy. Yeah. Stephen Grant Campbell. This sounds like a toddler avoiding a bath. This is what this sounds like, doesn't it? Except he's an old man and it's gross. He threw all his shoes and his clothes into Naples Bay. Officers saw it happen and they're like, stop, Florida man, stop. And he's like, no. So he ran to Bistro 821, took a seat all naked at an empty table. Ew, I hope they wash that chair. They said a witness says he literally, and then he didn't stop at the restaurant. He ran down the street where he paused briefly to expose himself to everybody at Fifth Avenue and 11th Street South. And then he kept running. And then the law finally caught up with him and he was charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and cited for littering. I guess that's the clothes in the bay. The littering. Oh my gosh. I don't know. There's a Florida man with all gas, no brakes tattoo who was arrested after, guess what? Losing control of the car.
Wow.
I know. That's real shocking.
Surprise.
Yeah. Polk County, Florida, a man and a woman were arrested early yesterday morning. They were running from police. They crashed their car. Timothy Allen Hogue and Rebecca Kozub are suspects in a string of car burglaries. They were spotted in a small residential. They plowed right into this other vehicle. I mean, full speed. That's insane. They were spotted by deputies. They went off at a high rate of speed. Then they crashed right into a parked car. They had to be pulled from the wreck. The guy had on his neck. It was a neck tat right in the front. All gas, no brakes. They're totally in jail. As one might imagine, they're in jail. Let's see. This is a different fentanyl story. A Florida man was found with enough fentanyl to kill 60,000 people.
Whoa.
This is insane. That's 60,000. That's because it's like how many grams? There's like, I mean, I don't even. This
They're
is
like
a thousand.
Nanograms.
This guy
nanograms.
Had a, oof. This guy had 1,000 fentanyl pills. Esteban Perez Jr. He got pulled over the weekend. He failed to stop when he turned into a road. And as they were conducting the traffic stop, they're like, why do you smell like a bunch of pot plants all at once? And Collier County said that they conducted a search. They found 987 fentanyl pills, plus meth, synthetic cannabinoid, and all kinds of narcotic paraphernalia. Oh, my gosh. He's totally in jail. Totally in jail. And his bonds roll high, too. Our partners who help bring you free radio, it's our friends over at Caltech, the R50. Great Florida company. And they make a lot of awesome food. And the Caltech R50 is no exception. Now, you're familiar with the P50. It stands for 50 pews. I mean, it's just, you know, it's super awesome. It stands for 50 pews. But the Caltech R50 with us, this is their carbine. And the cool thing about this is that it's incredibly versatile. That's one of the things that you should know about this. It's incredibly versatile, and you're going to be able to trust that it's made from a great company. The R50, it offers, like the P50, over 7 inches of rail space up top. So you get a lot of options for optics. You got additional rail space on the bottom for accessories as well. The R50, it looks like a SpaceX. It looks like that Marvin the Martian blaster. It does. Marvin the Martian looks like his blaster from Warner Brothers. But it takes the same mags as the P50, but you got all the benefits of a carbine. You got the ambicide folding stocks, a 16-inch threaded barrel, really awesome ballistics, super light, well-balanced, very easy to manipulate and accurate. Now, as the P50 stands for 50 pews, the R50 stands for, well, also 50 pews. Standard capacity, right? Standard capacity. That's all you need to know. The R50 series, it's the 5.7. The P50 started all the R50s, it's like the brother of it. And again, you still have that same capacity, the same lightweight, same innovation. It's a great 5.7. You got to check it out. It's the R50 rifle from KeltechWeapons.com. Learn everything you need to know about the R50 carbine, KeltechWeapons.com. That's KeltechWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
Signed up to defend us long ago in 1941. And when they sucker punched us in Pearl Harbor.
Follow Dana on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because knowledge is your ultimate superpower.
I love his guitar tone in that track. I love the way that all sounds, but that guitar tone, that's so warm and just so, it's just awesome. That's a new track called The Man from our very good friend, John Rich. You know him, obviously, Big and Rich. Founder, Redneck Riviera, Old Glory Bank. I mean, he's got the bar, he's got the money, he's got the music, he's got the, I mean, he's a platinum music factory, I mean, for the love. And he joins us via Skype from Nashville. Good to see you, my friend. God bless you. I love I like all the stuff that you do. I really do enjoy your work. You got me into country music. You really did. You and Waylon got me into country music. I love the tone on, I love the way the guitar sounded. I mean, this is a beautiful track, The Man, and it's about your grandfather who served in World War II. I mean, here we're on the heels of Veterans Day going into Thanksgiving, the holiday. And you had a veteran from every major conflict that was in this video. How long did this concept take to pull off?
Yeah, so wrote the song, like you said, about my grandfather, and it dawned on me that every American has somebody's picture hanging in their house, or it's in an old one of those old grandma style photo books of your grandfather, your great grandfather. That served in these wars. And so I wanted to write a song called The Man. So The Man to me, yeah, it's my granddaddy, but The Man to you is somebody in your family. Mm. And so this song was meant to honor all of them and remind Americans whose shoulders we stand on, what true American greatness really does look like, because that's why they call them the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. So in this video, yes, I was able to gather together veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraqi Freedom, and Desert Storm, all in the same room. The three World War II guys that you'll see in the video, you can find it on Rumble, find it on YouTube. Two of them were over 100 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And the guy that was the oldest, he was 102, served in the Army. I said, well, sir, if you ever were called to defend your country again, would you be willing to do it? And he looked at me and he says, well, I'm not too mobile, but I can still shoot.
There you go.
That was his answer.
I love it.
And you could just see that fire up in that old man just at the thought of having a chance to defend his country or fight for his country. That's why I put the song out. Yeah, I felt it was time to put that one out.
Tell me a little bit about your grandfather's service as well, because I feel like everybody, especially in our generation, everybody has, it's all our grandparents served. I mean, we had grandparents in our family in one side of the world and the other side of the world. One was on the beaches of Normandy and the other was in the Pacific on the USS Alabama. And it is amazing how that's like a common thread throughout so many in our generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same in my family. So the granddaddy that I wrote the song about, he was in the Pacific. He actually lied about his age.
Yep.
Got in when he was 17. You got to think back then, you know, these guys at a 17-year-old kid, they were not kids at 17 in the late 30s, early 40s. They were grown-ass men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were tough. They were ready to go. And he was so upset about all the dead bodies that were coming back to his hometown in Glasgow, Kentucky, that he said, I got to go. I mean, I got to get over there. And so he got in and he went over. He was hooked on morphine for 2 years when he got back home. You know, they didn't have any PTSD was alive and well back then, too. You know, my other grandfather served in fighting the Nazis. He lived to be 81 and he actually committed suicide from his PTSD in his 80s.
Wow.
Okay. They never got over it. He got to sleep in a separate bedroom from my grandmother from the time he came back from the war till the day he died. So these people, they are the reason we still have a country to even argue about at this point in 2023. And I think because especially our young people in this country, Dana, are so far removed from the greatest generation. They don't know anybody that fought in that war. They've never been around anybody that was alive then. To them, it's just like something in a history book. They have no real touchstone to it. So this song was my attempt at putting you in the moment of what it was like for a guy in that time period to sign up and go fight for his country.
It's a beautiful song. We're talking to our good friend John Rich, and you can find his track, The Man, all over the internet as well. You know, I want to ask you about, I love the Veterans Day and Thanksgiving are always right by each other. We're getting ready to roll into Thanksgiving. We were just having a conversation about the Thanksgiving Day parade, how, you know, I grew up and my grandparents' little tiny house in the Ozarks, I grew up watching that. My grandma would wake up early in the morning, and as soon as I'd hear the announcers as a little kid, I knew, oh, pies are going in the oven. Like, I knew I got to get out there and help. And I grew up with it, but it's kind of changed. Like, I can't even have it. We don't have any little kids in our house anymore, but I wouldn't be able to have it on, I think, the way that it is now, and especially with some of the agenda that they're pushing. Do you think that society misses that nostalgia? I wonder that because it seems like the outrage at this stuff, there's like a petition about some of this, like 17,000 signatures already. I kind of wonder, it sort of feels like the pendulum is swinging the other way and people are just, maybe it's because things are so uncertain. They're craving nostalgia. They're craving some of that old school stuff. Do you get that same sense? Cause you're right there on the tip of the arrow with that stuff, with culture mm-hmm. and entertainment.
Yeah, I think what people are craving is something concrete, something foundational, something that does not change. And when you see the world changing daily, day by day, and not for the better, and it gets further and further out there where you can't even let your kids watch network television anymore for fear of how they're going to be indoctrinated. Yeah, I think people want to get back to the basics of God, family, country, leave my family alone. Let's make a pecan pie and watch the parade and the big balloons and have Thanksgiving and be an American. Yeah. And the further out we get from that, the more sick people get. Why do we have such a depression issue in our country right now? Because all the things that you could count on are being vilified and done away with. So the things that you can't count on that are constantly moving and morphing into whole new viruses, in my opinion, everybody's been infected with it. They're sick of it. So it's really up to us, though, Dana. In your house, you can still do it exactly how you want to do it.
Amen.
You can still cook your pie. You can still go out in the backyard and pitch horseshoes and build a campfire. You can still raise your kids like you want to. Just turn their nonsense off and get back to being a real American.
Amen to that. I got to ask you before I let you go, talking with our good friend John Rich, and you can find him on Twitter. You can also make sure you get that Redneck Riviera, which we have as part of our Thanksgiving. You know, you put a little cinnamon in that. You make it fall-esque. You can make it like a Thanksgiving drink. How do y'all celebrate Thanksgiving? What's a Rich family do?
Well, so my Granny Rich, who passed away in 2020, she was always the one. She'd be in there smoking Marlboros and frying chicken. She never really did the
turkey
thing.
That is old
school. It was fried chicken.
Yes.
I mean, standing over a cast iron skillet with an ash about that long, and she's in there flipping that chicken.
Yep.
So we have all of her recipes, so we all get together, and we recreate Granny's food as best as we can every Thanksgiving. We set a picture of her up by the stove there, and then we go out and shoot some skeet, and we build a little campfire, and we give thanks for our country and for our family and for our health and for all the things that we forget to give thanks about most every day, we still got a lot to be thankful for.
Amen to that. Well, this is, it's a beautiful song. I love that you do this. I love that you honor these veterans and that you brought all of this in for a really beautifully done video. You've been busy because this is like the second real awesome video that you put out, what, like in 2 months? Like you're like a factory. You're just, yeah. I mean, and they look so great. We're blessed to have you. We're blessed to have you out there fighting the good fight in the culture war, because that's really where it starts. John Rich, and you can find the song on Rumble. You can find it on YouTube. And, the song is called The Man, the song in the video. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. God bless you. Appreciate all that you do and can, and have done, on behalf of this country and our vets. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for always having my back.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
You know it. You know it. Appreciate it. Talk to you again soon. Take care.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm really confused, guys. I was told that walls do not work. Repeatedly, in fact. But except in San Francisco, ahead of the communist Chinese leader Xi Jinping's visit, guys, they've erected a huge steel wall downtown to increase security for his visit. The wall, a big giant steel mesh wall. The word is security. Yeah. I was told that these don't work. So they have a giant racist structure in downtown San Francisco. It's just a monument of to racism that's there. And it's U.S. taxpayer money. So can I just also add the additional sting of U.S. taxpayer money is being used to protect the safety of a communist that hates us and sent a bunch of spy balloons over and is being shady all out in the South China Sea. Just want to establish that. We may come back to that. All right, so that's first up. We do not deserve dogs. A Colorado hiker who is missing since August, according to CBS, they found him and his dog. His dog was found alive next to his body. 71-year-old Rich Moore, who has been missing since, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around this, August 19th. He was found on October 30th, and his dog was found alive by his side. They said that he and his dog had gone missing. The sheriff said that his body was found, and his white Jack Russell Finney was next to the body. That dog lasted that long out there? That's wild. And also, how loyal. Oh, my heavens. And then they said that this is the third time a dog has been found alive next to a hiker's body just since last year. In May of last year, a Labrador was found next to the body of a 74-year-old Arizona man who had collapsed during a hike. And then before that, another dog had left a 29-year-old hiker's body, his side, for 2 weeks. We just don't deserve dogs. They're so great. Apparently, keeping secrets is good for you. I feel like this is sketchy, right? They said that there's a study that's saying that hiding positive news makes you feel more energized and alive, according to a study. I just feel like this is sketch. They said that whether it's engagement, new job, lottery win, keeping secrets could actually brighten your day. You know why? People are shady. That's why. People out there are shady as all get out. They looked at 2,500 shady people to take part in this shady study. And they did these experiments and they said, oh yes, when people had a good news secret, they were very excited to keep it. Okay, that's not the same. That's not the same measure. It's not the same measure. Now there's another stupid study that's done by demon communists that says why pets don't bring humans happiness and they don't improve their well-being. Did a cat write this? Did a cat do this study? I feel like a cat did this study. We're just going to gloss over it because I don't care.
Just moving forward and making sure, we just talked about the supplemental, the national security supplemental, and making sure Israel has what it needs, Ukraine has what it needs. Let's not forget, they are dealing with terrorism and tyranny. That's
tyranny.
What they're dealing with. They're dealing
tyranny.
With an organization like...
Tyranny, Kane. It's the tyranny of it. The tyranny of it all. What is that? Tyranny. We're just going to roll with it. Tyranny. I mean, it's probably worse than tyranny. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here with you. Listen coast to coast. You can stream us. You can check in as well on the simulcast, which you can find on YouTube, Facebook, and Channel 347 DirecTV. I have to tell you, so I was asking a friend of mine, because she says, so you have KJP saying tyranny. And I've heard this a couple of times. Got it from our LA affiliate. Super sweet people. And a friend of mine had said this. So I asked one of my friends who lives in Los Angeles. She's actually, I think she listens through our affiliate there. And she's Jewish and she'll be brutally honest with me because I can talk super fast. And I also say correctly, pillow and milk, because that's how it's said.
Correctly.
And if you disagree with me, I'm sorry about your communism. And I will say Warsh because there is an R in there. It just is not evidenced in the spelling of it. And I think I just, because I was talking so fastly, because someone, and I asked my friend, I accidentally left caps lock on, so it looked so much more aggressive than it was. And I go, do I say kibbutz wrong? And she says, you say it too fast, is what she said. It's, the emphasis is on boots, kibbutz. But I'm just like, pillow, milk, kibbutz, you know, throw it all out there. Just so you know, I am a horrible French speaker. I can get my way around in Italian. Just enough. I can ask for food and help. You know, I can just, you know, the most important things. I only know dirty words in German, and I don't know which ones they are. Don't ask. Everything sounds dirty, though. And I just know a little bit about certain languages, like, you know, French is the most. But I speak Ozark fluently. So it's milk, pillow, warsh. And I just apply it to everything out there. Kibbutz, we'll just say it like that. We'll throw it all out there too. No, it's kibbutz. But I just talk so fast. So if that confused you, that's probably why. I have to slow myself down on air. And sometimes I sound like I'm talking like this in my head. Because I'm in my mind, I'm like 1,000 miles ahead of what I'm saying. So I'm trying to keep up, but I do speak. I could be an auctioneer. I really could actually be an auctioneer.
I'd like to see that.
Dude, I could do all the Micro Machine guy stuff when I was little. I could absolutely do that. I used to call my mom at work and just like motor mouth through
it.
Whatever
happened to that guy?
He's dead.
Oh, thanks.
Those were great toys. Micro Machines.
Are we sure
I
he's
loved
dead?
Micro Machines. Maybe not. Don't trust
me. Why would
me.
You say that if you don't even know?
Because he was old when I was a kid. Old people when I was a kid generally are dead now. That's kind of how that works, right? Kane's like shocked at the cycle of life. Oh my gosh! Look what you're doing to our audience. They don't even. They're just like, what happened here? Our simulcast people are going to be crying. They're going to be all depressed now. Anyway, that was KJP saying tyranny, and it's I will try to catch myself, but I talk so fast I will ignore all emphasis on any syllable. I will just. And I'm not going to stop saying warsh. So I can also please stop sending me mail about that, too.
From what I can tell, the Micro Machines guy's still alive. What if he's listening?
Is he, did like, you just Google
what
that?
What if he's listening right now?
I love him. I'm a huge fan of his work. I don't know these things. Look, dude, I have X amount of space in my head for information for the day. Okay? It's like your day bag. And I got to pack stuff in it. Like, I got to remember things, like, slow down when I'm saying kibbutz. See, I'm, like, trying to run through it again. I'm trying to slow myself down. Stop saying warsh. It's pillow. Golly, when I have to do the my pillow reads, I die because I can't say pillow because, the salespeople are like, stop saying it. That's not even a product. I can't help it. Pillow. Anyway, sidebar. When I was little, they sent me to speech class. Do you know that? Because my twang was so thick.
Seriously?
Oh, dude.
I never knew this.
Oh, my gosh. They sent me to speech class. Festus Elementary, y'all.
Wow.
They sent me to speech class. And they're like, well, y'all, you can't say y'all all the time and yins ain't a word. And they were like, why does she make one syllable things like multisyllabic? I can't help it. So it's just ingrained. Bear with me. Okay? I'm working real hard. I love you. I'm not going to stop saying warsh, though. It's never going to happen. All right, because last thing, because when I say wash, I sound like a jackass. I do. Wash? Who says that?
Wash?
No. Are you doing a duck impression?
No.
It sounds like you're doing a duck impression.
I swear to you, I'm not. It sounds like I'm trying to be fancy.
Wash. It's just
wash.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh, me? I feel like I gotta have a fake accent to do that. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Here we go. I'm just weird. It's my bad. It's me. It really is me. Yeah, my friend was like, she caps locked me back. You're saying it too fast, is what she said, because she can hear me. I've known her forever. God love her. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna ask my dear Jewish friend, am I saying kibbutz wrong? She's like, you're saying it too fast. I didn't mean to be so aggressive. Sorry. Sorry, yes. I didn't mean to be so aggressive with the caps lock.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.